You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, can public officials block followers on their social media accounts? There's a lawsuit against the president on that very issue, and our guest says it could set a major precedent.
First, it's time for our weekly review of state news. On Wednesday, a federal appeals court upheld Wisconsin's so-called right-to-work law. The law prohibits mandatory union membership and prevents unions and employers from requiring non-members to pay dues.
Jonathan Anderson joins us now to share the details of that and some other top Wisconsin news from the past week. He's a reporter for the USA Today Network Wisconsin. He's based in Stevens Point. Jonathan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with this right-to-work ruling. Was this decision a surprise to anyone involved?
I'm not sure it was a surprise. A lower court had made the same decision. As you said at the beginning, there was this federal appeals court in Chicago, which is an intermediary appellate court in the federal court system, and it found that the state's right-to-work law was permissible. And that was something that a lower court judge had found, I think, last year.
Who had brought this case in the first place?
Yeah, so who brought it was a labor union, two chapters of a labor union, the International Union of Operating Engineers. They had sued the state, arguing that it was essentially unconstitutional to prevent them from collecting money to cover their costs for representing the non-union workers.
Right, the idea in the challenge, the argument unions make is they do things that provide benefits to non-members, so they should be able to levy fine or fees, I guess, from non-members too, which right to work doesn't allow them to do. Was that pretty much the core of their argument?
Yeah, that was the core. But the judges certainly they have not had luck at convincing a judge to do that or to accept that argument. And it's that's not entirely surprising because Indiana has a very similar law, and the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, which covers both Indiana and Wisconsin, essentially validated the Indiana law as well. And the ruling on Wisconsin was largely based on that Indiana case.
So the right to work law in Wisconsin has been in effect and stays in effect. Is that right?
That's right, yep.
And is there any plan for an appeal of the decision to a still higher court?
So we don't know that at this point, but we know that one of the union's attorneys told the Wisconsin State Journal that they were considering their options. So they could potentially ask the U.S. Supreme Court to review the case.
Talking to Jonathan Anderson from USA Today Network Wisconsin, looking at a few of the top stories in Wisconsin news, something a lot of people have had their eye on, Jonathan, Foxconn, this big technology company looking to open some kind of factory in the United States, maybe Wisconsin. So everybody's watching for signs in Wisconsin that they might be looking at Wisconsin more so than other states. What have we seen over the last week?
Yeah, it's been a really interesting week on this front. A lot has happened. People who are maybe closely watching this will know that there's this private jet that has been linked to Foxconn, and it was spotted at airports in both Milwaukee and Madison over the last week. And we also know from various news reports that Foxconn executives have traveled the state and have met with public officials, both local and state, and also have had conversations with federal officials, including there was a barbecue at the governor's mansion with Governor Scott Walker and other major top leaders of the state government who had attended this and had met with senior executives from the company. There have also been sort of local meetings where Foxconn could potentially build one, in particular in Racine County. There was a meeting of a couple of local governments there to discuss a potential development project. So all of those things have kind of coalesced into speculation that maybe Foxconn is seriously looking at Wisconsin to build this factory.
And talk about what's at stake, the scope of, at least in theory, what Foxconn could be building.
Yeah, the company, has said that, you know, it is looking at spending upwards of $10 billion on new U.S. factories. And, you know, the big thing is jobs. I mean, they've said that these factories could employ thousands of people, and that would certainly inject a real sort of boost for the economic prospects of people in the state.
Now, in addition to throwing some brats on the grill, there is some talk of the state trying to do something in a legislative way to help lure Foxconn here. Other states are throwing their stakes into the pot, too. What kind of things are we hearing this week?
So, I mean, one thing, for example, in Michigan was that the House of Representatives there approved tax incentives. I think upwards of or close to $200 million. So, I mean, you know, that's the kind of legislative action that could be required to attract a massive company like Foxconn and what it can provide to the state. But details are not clear about, you know, what Wisconsin might be doing or what could potentially happen.
And I should make it clear, I don't know that brats were on the menu at that cookout. I'm just, hypothetically, it was brats. So do we have any kind of indication of the timeline here on when a decision could be made?
No, but what I can say is that one of the reasons that observers think that Foxconn is looking at the U.S. is to protect against potential trade barriers from the President Donald Trump's administration. So, you know, to the extent that those, you know, may get, you know, we see more on that front, that could potentially spur action on Foxconn's side.
And finally, some new research on how bears eat in Wisconsin. And it turns out humans have more to do with it than I think researchers would like. What do we know about this?
Yeah, this is really interesting. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported this week that there is a newly released study that found that bait made up more than 40% of the diet of bears harvested in northern Wisconsin, I think in particular black bears. And they found that the bait included foods that, you know, have a large amount of high fructose corn syrup, like donuts or candy, which, you know, have a lot of calories for the bears. And that's important, they said, that it's important for the bears because consuming, you know, calorically dense foods can mean that the bears are more apt to survive and potentially can produce more cubs.
And that could lead to questions about are there places in the state where there are too many bears, is that right?
Yeah, they did look at, they did look at sort of the density of the bear population in the state. And, you know, it's not really clear whether the DNR may use this information to change hunting regulations for the state. The Journal Sentinel reported that they likely would not rewrite their management plan for bears because of this study. But they did find it interesting, you know, of how humans, you know, may be affecting the bear population.
We'll leave it there for now. Jonathan, thanks a lot for being with us today.
Sure, thank you.
That was Jonathan Anderson, reporter for the USA Today Network, Wisconsin. He's based in Stevens Point. He joined us to look back at the week's biggest stories in our weekly Wisconsin News Roundup.